Hi everybody, this week marks week 6 of my home training with my guide dog Tammy, and also is sadly my final audio recording in my guide dog home training series. As mentioned in my previous upload, my guide dog mobility instructor is due to receive her new batch of dogs to start training at the beginning of February. So she will now begin to step back and Tammy and I are just going to get on with things a bit more. We're both very used to each other now. We have our regular routes down to a T. She's settled down wonderfully and there is also a massive difference in her level of whinging. It was a major problem for me last week when I went to Harrogate and Knaresborough, as it was pretty much non-stop and verbal commands just weren't working. But I was given physical techniques by my guide dog mobility instructor last week and they are working and the whining is so much better. So with that, this week has been much more successful and I've been so much more confident as well. I've been to Henshaw's again for another meeting, this time a user voice group, and received such positive comments from everybody, which was just wonderful to get that feedback. And I feel so much better when out in public with Tammy now. Before, I was constantly apologising for the noise and I just didn't know what to do or how people would respond. But it's so much more manageable and, you know, I feel much better now that I know I have the power to reduce it. She does it in the house still, which is absolutely fine, but it's when we're out in public that I'm very conscious of people's reactions, as you do expect a guide dog to be quiet and just to get on with things rather than grumbling about it and proceeding to make whingy noises non-stop. Also this week, Tammy and I began our volunteering duties for the Salford branch of Guide Dogs. When I did my work placement for guide dogs at the training centre in Atherton Lee in late July and early August as part of a 12-week employabilities course at Henshaw's, I was introduced to the volunteering department and did some work in there for 2 days. As I knew that I would be matched at any time, I did want to sign up to be a volunteer right there and then and give back to guide dogs when I would eventually be matched and fully trained to say thank you for my newfound freedom and independence. So I chose the roles of a general volunteer, so that's quite broad and can involve a huge range of events, and also as a collection box coordinator. I'm a very experienced volunteer. I've been volunteering with Henshaw's for a year and a month now, and I've done things for the RNIB as well over the past year. So I do want to branch out and extend my volunteering abilities and lend my support to guide dogs. As a volunteer, I am in touch with the key figures of the Salford branch and am regularly emailed updates of upcoming events. I will be doing collections at Morrison's in Eccles at the end of January with Tammy, so we're very excited for that. I've done lots of collecting and it will be quite interesting to meet new people now that I have Tammy by my side and see how they react to her. So a big portion of this week was based on going out on my local routes and finding places that would accept a collection box. I was refused a few times due to changes in policies for certain organisations and companies, but I have now managed to place all of my boxes, and I attached the chain, added my details to the underneath sticker, and have noted the code that is underneath the box and put that on the master sheet so I can keep track of the amount of money that goes in each month. I can then deposit a cheque into the guide dog's bank account at HSBC and provide thank you slips to the places that agreed to accept a box and hopefully keep using them and keep that line of communication open, and you know, hopefully they will be permanent places to keep the boxes. If not, then I'm very happy to find new places in order to put them in and see how that goes there instead. On Saturday was the final day of the Manchester Beer and Cider Festival for 2015, and I volunteered in support of Henshaw's. Tammy and I spent all day there, and she had fantastic reactions from the festival goers who donated very kindly to our buckets and who were very interested in Henshaw's and the services that they provide, as well as Tammy. And I did get the usual questions. What's his name? Everyone always assumes that it's a boy. How old are they? What things do you do together? So they're very repetitive questions that guide dog owners get a lot of the time, but I was happy to keep answering them. I did have to obviously make it very clear that the money supports blind and visually impaired people, as well as people with other disabilities down at Harrogate and Knaresborough, and not directly supporting guide dogs themselves. Though quite a few service users Henshaw's do support have guide dogs, but they are two separate charities. Also, to avoid confusion, Tammy also did not wear her harness unless I was taking her out to spend, so that she could work and guide me around the crowds. We had an absolutely wonderful time. Tammy was fussed within an inch of her life, and we were also given a small bag of treats, so Tammy will be having those in small portions over the next week when she's been good. But she was very well behaved, and I was very impressed with her. I did take her fleece, a bowl of water, which I kept topping up, and also a toy bone in case she got bored, but she did really well. She just stayed on her fleece and was happy just to relax and be very fussed. So, yeah, really, really good. And to end, yesterday was Tammy's free run day. And for a few weeks now, she's been playing with a big pack of girls. There's about five of them altogether, I'd say, who belong to a local couple. And she chases the ball thrown by them and just generally has fun chasing all of the girls in the pack. Yesterday I walked with them to the riverbank nearby when the free run was finished, as I was quite interested, really, to see if Tammy would go in the water. It's something that I've wondered for a while now, as I know that she doesn't like puddles and guides me round them and isn't too fond when I wet my chamois cloth to clean her when she's gotten muddy on a free run. So it is something that I've wondered, but now I know for certain that she's not a big water fan, so she won't be guiding me towards rivers and lakes anytime soon. She only dipped a paw in. Or so I was told, and was more interested in actually watching the other girl swim. So that's that, really. That's something I was wondering about, and now I know for certain. So I want to say a big thank you to everyone who has followed my audio journeys from the very first day of residential training up until my first night at home with Tammy to fully qualifying, and now we're so busy and doing so many different things all over the country, and it's just wonderful. So thank you. Tomorrow we go to London to Westminster City Hall for an event commemorating the Holocaust, as I was very kindly asked to produce an illustration and meet a Holocaust survivor now living in the UK. So I'll be meeting her again tomorrow, and this time she'll get to meet Tammy as well, and I can present my illustration to her. Tammy has changed my life completely, and I could not imagine life without her, and I hope that we have a successful working partnership for many years to come. Thank you very much.